Hi there. The word for you today is on working together. In Romans 12 verse 5, Paul writes, "We are one body, and each member belongs to all the others." If you're wise, you'll pray, "Lord, who do I need in my life at this time?" And you'll pray, "Who do you want me to help?" The first question requires humility. And the second question requires unselfishness. There's no limit to what can be accomplished when nobody cares who gets the credit. A great illustration of this is Tenzing Norgay, a Shepra born in Nepal. He tells how he and Edmund Hillary, a New Zealander, accomplished what no other human beings ever had, conquering Mount Everest. Tenzing says, and I quote, "For each level we reached, a higher degree of teamwork was required. One group would exhaust themselves just getting the equipment up the mountain for the next group. Two-man teams would work finding a path, cutting steps, securing ropes, spending themselves to make the next leg of the climb possible for others. You don't climb a mountain like Everest by trying to race ahead on your own, or by competing with your comrades. No, you do it slowly and carefully, by unselfish teamwork. Certainly I wanted to reach the top myself. It was the thing I'd dreamed of all my life. But if the lot fell to someone else, I would take it like a man, not a crybaby. Where would Hillary and I have been without all those others? Without the climbers who made the route, the Shepras who carried the loads, those who cleared the path ahead, it was only through work and the sacrifice of them all that we had our chance at the top." Those words make you think, don't they? And they're right in line with Scripture. We are one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So what do you say? Let's keep that in mind today and try to work together.